Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Faris Aranki. Faris is the founder and CEO of Shiagetto Consulting. I hope I said it right. Shiagetto?
You did, yes.
Yay! Thank you. An innovative consulting firm blending strategy and emotional intelligence. His mishap is about that time when his client thought that he was having an affair with his wife. So, Fetty's, welcome to mishaps. Let's get
Thank you
into your
very much, Anne.
story.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you and all the listeners, viewers. Yes, what a story, right? Imagine your client thinking you were having an affair with their wife. Now, what happened? Let me just bring it to life. Well, I was sat in a project room with the client team. So there's about 10 of us in the room, and I got my screen on the projector. And we're just finishing a document, and the senior client says, "Can you email that to me?" I said, "Sure." So I went, while my screen is on display, I opened up my inbox. I opened a new email. I created, right, here is the document. I attached the document. Then I went into the field where you write the email address and I typed his surname. And what happened? The email address for his wife popped up. Now, I'd never met his wife. But suddenly he went, "How the hell have you got my wife's email address?"
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sitting there going, in my head, "I don't know how I've got your wife's email address." And suddenly he's like, he's getting more angry because he's jumping to conclusions. He's like, "Why are you emailing my wife?" And he's like having a go. And everyone in the team, everyone in the room is like, "Oh," thinking there's going to be like all this tension. I'm sitting there trying to think, why have I? What I because I honestly did not know. And it's getting more and more tense. And he's getting more and more angry. And then suddenly I remember, I said, "Jim, I gave you my laptop last week when yours was broken. You said you wanted to check a few things on the internet. And did you use it to email your wife?" And he sat there and went, "Yeah, I sent her an email saying I was stuck in the office and that I was using somebody else's account." And I said, "Well, Microsoft remembers the email addresses you type in. It's got nothing to do with me. So calm down, man." So that was the explanation, but it felt like the longest sort of 5 or 6 minutes of my life while I was trying to work out, because I was like, "Oh my God, not only is it got an angry man in front of me, but this is a client. And if they throw us out, this is a big project." So I was very, very nervous. And I'm so glad that I remembered that moment. But it's easy to forget things like that. And there you go. That was just one of many mishaps that have ever happened to me.
Oh my gosh. Well, glad that you got that resolved. Glad that you both remembered that he was using your laptop to email his wife. I guess that my takeaway here is to always keep track of what happens with your technology, I guess.
I mean, that could be a takeaway, right? You could have a takeaway. It's very similar. I could tell you another story which has the same, like my mother would have the same conclusion, which is don't help people, right? You should never have offered him your laptop. That's not the conclusion I want people to listen to. I think the conclusion is acknowledge the emotions in a room, right?
Oh,
Try and
yeah.
break the tension, right? Because it would have been very easy for me to be paralyzed and start getting on the defensive, and start getting in an argument. But it was very important to make sure he stayed calm and to give me the space to find what was a logical reason why there was an email. Because particularly if you know you're not in the wrong, right?
Yeah.
It's very easy to get sucked into an argument and that then you lose any sort of credibility. That would be my lesson for people who are watching this, but also stay on top of the technology.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like your takeaway way more because, I mean, I imagine those 5, 6 minutes, and it seems to me like it was super stressing. So it's hard to think when you're stressed with a client that in you're being accused of something that you didn't do that would be very wrong, and for you to stay calm and acknowledge your client's feelings until it got resolved, I think that was a big win.
Thank you very much. Well, funny enough, my job is to deal in emotional intelligence. So I wouldn't be able to teach others and go into boardrooms and bring more emotional intelligence if I wasn't good at it myself. But even sometimes I get super stressed, and that's when I really realize the power of my training and the abilities. It's in those very stressful moments.
No, well, yes, that's awesome that you were able to show all of that emotional intelligence. It's a really nice skill to have. So, Faris, who do you serve and how can people find you?
Well, if anyone's likes to hear more of these stories, and believe me, I've got a lot of these, right? But no, if you want to find out more, there are two places. Come and find me on LinkedIn. My name's Ferdi Saranki. As you said, we'll put the spelling of that in the thing. There's only one on LinkedIn, and I'm there every day. I post every day, give some tips around emotional intelligence, share the journey that we're on, answer every message that I get. Or come and check out the company, Shiogetto, which is the Japanese word for a sharpening stone. So if you've ever wanted to sharpen your own skills, with a team to come with it. And Shiogetto, we'll put the spelling of that. It's www.shiogetto.com. So come and find me and the team, and we can carry on the conversation.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So we're gonna get wrap up for here. Thanks so much to our guest, Faris Aranki, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when a client thought that he was having an affair with his wife. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on LinkedIn or going to shiogetto.com. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download the free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.